Back at the KCAC, welcome to the IPS Halftime Report. I have the commissioner of the PSAC, Steve Murray, with me right now. People probably wonder, what the heck you're doing in Indiana on a cold and snowy January night?
I love driving up Ebensburg Mountain on in February and January, Jack, just for fun.
Yeah, it's better in July. You know, better in July. You're on a farewell tour here as far as retirement is concerned. But first of all, the reason you're here, because the PSAC is celebrating 75 years, and you're making the rounds.
Yes, 75th anniversary. We've selected on our website. You can find 300 people that are important to the league, best athletes, both male and female, made in the PSAC. And so we're doing something at every contest at one site each week. Tonight we're going to honor some IUP folks that are here and in the past. I mean, probably the most important person ever in the history of the PSAC is George Miller, former AD here. He was the father of, it was his notion in the 1940s to develop a conference and actually go divisional in the league in the 40s, and finally talked to everybody, finally got it together in 1951.
Yeah. And I know that in reading some of the background, I was surprised that he was, but you know, those coaches back then, they did everything, including teaching.
Oh, man, no, sir. It's fun doing the history. We found an old doctoral dissertation about the league that was done in the 80s, and it was very interesting going back into the 1890s, actually, they started talking about some things. But it took them a long time to figure out how to put it all together.
Yeah, well, I don't go back that far, but at least I've had an opportunity.
I feel like it sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, you announced earlier that you are going to retire at the end of June.
Yes.
And why go now?
I've been here a long time. Probably the most important thing is I've got two grandchildren, one that they'll be 7 and 4 next this summer when I retire. We're going to move closer to them in the Lancaster, PA area and be part of their lives and help our son and daughter-in-law kind of help raise them, or kind of be babysitters and taxi drivers, I guess will be our new titles. So it's the right time, right place. I'm a little worried about the future of athletics, or not worried about it for us, but just it's not fun anymore, Jack.
That was one of my questions. Yeah. What is your concern right now with the PSAC?
Well, I really like the PSAC. I think we do the right things. I'm hoping, and I haven't seen some of the stuff that's happened in Division I roll into us too much. Yes, the portal occurs, but I was just saying to Danny Sancombe, if you look at the details in the last 4 or 5 years, we're actually net plus transfers into our league. We have more people transferring into our league than we have transferring out.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah, so you can go on the NCAA website, where we can as institutions, and look at the data, and the data shows that we're getting more kids coming in from Division I, Division II than we're losing. So that's a positive thing. Now, the problem is, about 60% of the kids that enter the portal don't land anyplace, and that's not good.
That's sad.
That's sad, and so you got to follow up on their education and stuff like that. So I love the mission of our schools. I think we're going to be sound, and that's what I talk about. Remember that we're here about getting kids jobs, educations to get jobs, and if we keep remembering that, then I think we'll do the right thing.
Okay, so the conference increases next year with Lackawanna.
Yes.
What do we call them? College, university? What?
They're Lackawanna College. They're going to be starting the process next fall to join the NCAA. But in order to do that, they have to have schedules that meet Division II minimum requirements. So this is the first college that's going to do that. Actually, since we announced that, another college, Monroe University, which is in Westchester, New York, is joining the Central Atlantic Collegiate Conference. So they're doing the same process. They're huge. They're actually, Lackawanna and Monroe are big rivals. They're not too far apart, kind of up in that northeast corner of Pennsylvania and southeast corner of New York. So we're excited about that we're going to be the first colleges to go from two-year athletic programs to four-year athletic programs. Their academic institutions are 4 years. They're giving out undergraduate four-year degrees and master's programs as well. So it's the transition academically is not going to be an issue. It's that transition athletically to come in. And frankly, both schools are giving out a pretty decent amount of aid and have pretty good, decent athletic departments. Yeah, I mean, for those of you, Lackawanna is a national power in football.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. They were national champions, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. Their baseball team was in the Division II, I mean, the JUCO World Series last year. So they've got some athletic programs.
So they're going to be in all sports, not just one, not
correct.
Just football.
They'll come in. They're going to be scheduled everything in their league. They're going to be in the Eastern Division, Lock Haven. We'll move over to the
right,
Western Division,
yeah.
So to balance us back out to 9-9 in each division.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the biggest conference in the Division II in the country, right?
Yes.
And we don't have Cheney anymore,
nope.
But I miss Cheney.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they still have athletics. They just couldn't maintain Division II status anymore. I think we made the league better. With Cheney's dissolution from our conference, we brought in Shepherd, which has made us a better conference. I think Lackawanna will make us a better conference. It gives us a very huge media market, the 35th largest media market in the United States. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, Lackawanna, Lackawanna County, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Hazleton is the 35th largest media market in the United States,
wow.
Which is shocking.
Yeah, it is.
Shocking.
But good.
Yeah, it's good. It's over. Yeah, so it gives us a little more access there. I think it'll be good. I mean, and frankly, I don't think you guys ran into it this year on the schedule, but bye dates in the football schedule are bad. I mean, you can't get middle of the season schedules, and they're going to get they close up all those gaps for us, which we had 10 schools with bye dates suddenly,
yeah.
with Mercyhurst's departure. So we got that plugged up, and I think they'll make us better. They're a unique institution. I think it's kind of maybe the future Division II. There's already been some schools around the country that have contacted us. How do you do it in other conferences? So it might be a place that Division II, we've lost about 30 members in Division II in the last 15 years.
Wow.
So it might be a place where we plug up that that loss for Division II.
Steve, good to have you here in Indiana. And always great to see you. And good luck in your retirement.
Thanks, Jack. Okay. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Steve Murray, TSAC commissioner, going to put him to work here for Game 2, of course.